You're listening to SBS News.
On this vote, the yeas are 427, the nays are 1. Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended, the bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
After months of opposition from United States President Donald Trump, Congress has voted to release the Justice Department files on Jeffrey Epstein. The release of the Epstein files has over the past year become the centre of intensive political debate and division. For Gina Lisa Jones, a survivor of Jeffrey Epstein's abuse, the release is far from political. Ahead of the vote, she gathered with politicians and around a dozen other survivors outside the US Capitol.
I beg you, President Trump, please stop making this political. It is not about you, President Trump. You are our president. Please start acting like it. Show some class. Show some real leadership. Show that you actually care about the people other than yourself.
In 2008, disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein reached a plea deal with prosecutors after photos of a 14-year-old girl he was accused of molesting were discovered in his Palm Beach home. Over a decade later, he was charged with running a network of underaged girls for sex, but he died in prison while awaiting trial. His death was ruled a suicide. Over the two criminal investigations, a massive trove of documents was collected by the Department of Justice. And earlier in the week, after months of staunch opposition to their release, Donald Trump changed his tune.
I'm all for it. You know, we've already given 50,000 pages. You do know that. Unfortunately, like with the Kennedy situation, with the Martin Luther King situation, not to put Jeffrey Epstein in the same category, but no matter what we give, it's never enough. You know, with Kennedy, we gave everything and it wasn't enough. With Martin Luther King, we gave everything and it's never enough. We've already given, I believe the number is 50,000 pages. 50,000 pages.
For Republicans, the scandal has been the subject of intense focus and division, in part because of the conspiracy theories amplified by Mr. Trump himself. Even one of Donald Trump's strongest supporters, Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene, has demanded their release. Showing little tolerance for defiance, Donald Trump called his longtime ally a traitor and a ranting lunatic. Speaking alongside survivors in D.C., she says she's doing what she was elected to do, by putting Americans first.
I've never owed him anything, but I fought for him for the policies and for America first. And he called me a traitor for standing with these women and refusing to take my name off the discharge petition. Let me tell you what a traitor is. A traitor is an American that serves foreign countries and themselves. A patriot is an American that serves the United States of America and Americans like the women standing behind me.
The votes in both houses to release the files follow months of sustained pressure from both Republicans and Democrats. During that time, Donald Trump's relationship with Epstein came under heavy scrutiny, with recently released emails revealing he knew about the girls. Files that were already released name a number of high-profile individuals, including Donald Trump and former President Bill Clinton. But inclusion in the files does not automatically imply wrongdoing. A release in September included a birthday book containing a note to Epstein bearing Mr. Trump's name, which he denies writing. Following the vote in the House, Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib warned there will be no more protection for abusers and urged senators to act.
Today, despite all the giant cover-up attempts by this administration and this Speaker of the House, we will vote to release all the Epstein files. To be clear, there is no protection for pedophiles, no protection for the rich and powerful men of either party who participated, who turned a blind eye, who winked and grinned while witnessing the horrific abuses of young children. Release all the damn files now.
Despite changing his position on the release, Donald Trump has also shown little tolerance for reporters covering the matter. When asked why he wouldn't just release the files now, he threatened to have their network's license revoked.
I think you are a terrible reporter. It's the way you ask these questions. You start off with a man who's highly respected, asking him a horrible, insubordinate, and just a terrible question. And you could even ask that same exact question nicely. You're all psyched. Somebody psychs you over at ABC. They're going to psych it. You're a terrible person and a terrible reporter.
Now passed by both houses of Congress, the bill goes to Donald Trump's desk for signing. Despite passing Congress, the Department of Justice can elect to release the files at any point. Survivors, like Ashley Rubright, say they hope this marks an end to the politicization of Epstein's crimes and brings some justice to the children he abused.
I'm here because, as a child, I was pulled into Jeffrey Epstein's world, a world built on exploitation and manipulation of innocence and the protection of powerful men and women who believed that they were untouchable. Today, we'd rather be preparing for the holidays. We'd rather be at home with our families, baking with our children and decorating the Christmas tree as we try to move past this horrific moment that has impacted our entire adult lives. However, that's not possible because it's become something it should have never been, political and sensationalized. The truth is simple. We were victimized as children and fail repeatedly by the very system that was supposed to protect us.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.